U.S. House approved the most far-reaching changes to the nation's health care system in four decades, voting to require all Americans to get coverage and to subject insurers to new restrictions and new competition from the new government program. The House voted 220 to 215 over the weekend to approve the measure, which would cost more than $1 trillion over 10 years. Just one Republican, Representative Joseph Sow of Louisiana, backed the plan, and 39 Democrats broke ranks to oppose it. Lawmakers hailed the step as a historic follow-up to the 1965 creation of the Medicare program for the elderly and disabled. They said the bill would cover 36 million uninsured Americans and curb costs. New rules would prevent insurers from denying coverage to people with pre-existing conditions, and seniors would get help obtaining preventative health care and medicine. The House of Representatives passed a bill that would finally make real the promise of quality, affordable health care for the American people, President Barack Obama said in a statement after the vote. He urged the Senate to sign the legislation by the end of the year. What will really happen with the health care bill when it's passed and America gets its long-awaited reformed health care? It will be a repeat of what we've seen in the past 20 years, and that is continuing soaring health care costs and an even bigger government boondoggle. Health care costs have been steadily rising since insurance has been the major payer of health care, as Americans no longer care about the cost of a doctor visit or x-ray. To put this in simple terms that we can understand, the reason health care costs so much now is that usually the cost of something provides an incentive for providers to watch their costs and also ensures we, as the consumer, ask and care about what we are being charged. But with almost everyone now using insurance in the past two decades, no one really cares about what a doctor visit costs or other medical service. When was the last time you asked how much your doctor was going to charge you? The fact is, we don't ask. So imagine a supermarket that knows you won't ask how much things are. They sell things that everybody will want. Do you think they would try and cut costs if we don't care about how much they charge? Of course not. They would charge whatever it is they felt like. Then couple that with a paperwork nightmare they now have to deal with using insurance companies, and you can easily see why healthcare has skyrocketed. There is no cost control. No one asks how much the service is. Everyone needs this service. It is run by monstrous, inefficient companies that overload the doctor's offices, and some patients don't even pay their bill at all, leaving that cost to be passed on to those that pay. With no one watching the price tag, millions not paying their fair share, tons of paperwork, and little oversight, the natural cost controls and consumer awareness is gone, leaving in its place an industry that's seen its costs rise 100-fold, while all other services have only moderately increased with the rate of inflation. Now I want you to imagine this same free supermarket of healthcare being managed by an even bigger conglomerate, the U.S. government. Now even more people will be flooding into doctors' offices. No one will care anything about costs. The paperwork will be even greater. And another huge bureaucratic office of public health care will require thousands of more government workers to administer the whole mess. The government says it will lower costs. But this is coming from the same government that can't find $50 billion lost off the back of pickup trucks in Iraq. They have no idea where over $1 trillion worth of bailout money went, and admits to over $50 billion in fraud in the same bailout plans. It overpays for items from hammers to toilet seats and has done so for decades. It wastes billions, if not trillions, in taxpayer money, and we dare to think it will get its act together in the biggest public program since Social Security? Who are we kidding? I will state for the record, the estimated cost over the next 10 years will be at least 10 times that, if not more. Nightmare stories will surface about its administration. The government will now know everything about every ailment you have, and those who can afford private health care now will see their costs soar to more even higher, unimaginable heights. Universal health care might sound good on the onset, but its implementation by the government bureaucracy will be anything but. It has been said, be careful what you wish for. America, you will get your national health care, but the costs and the form it takes will astound even its sternest supporters. And the rest of us, who have serious doubts about its effectiveness, will be left with no doubt whatsoever. It will turn out to be the worst-run government program ever, and will be one more nail in the coffin of America's financial future. And after a few years in practice, the country itself will need to be wheeled into the emergency room, hit with an unpayable hospital bill, and end up in a seizure of its own. You heard it here first. You think you're sick now? You just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Mark Cunabrody for your Money Matters Minute. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only. They may not necessarily reflect those of KVMR, its staff, members, or underwriters.